A Kadosh Baruch Hu, in this week's parsha, Parshas Achrei Mais, gives a commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu, telling him what to tell Aaron, HaKohen. He says there's a specific time and way to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In Parshas Achrei Mais, we have the whole process of the Avodah of Yom Kippur and how he's supposed to bring the Korbanos, what he's supposed to do. And the process begins with this commandment, Daber al Aaron Achicha, Va'al Yavoi B'chol Eis al HaKodesh. He cannot come whenever he wants into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to tell him that there's a specific time, there's a specific place, there's a specific way. B'zois Yavoi Aaron. This is how Aaron should come. If he comes, if a Kohen Gadol comes in, and he's not prepared properly, and he's not doing the way that he's meant to be doing, then he's not going to survive it. So tell Aaron, he wants to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'zois Yavoi Aaron El HaKodesh. And we could understand it, as is true for every other Kohen Gadol in history, as history progressed, that there was only really one day, and that was the day of Yom Kippur, that he was allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the commandment was how he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the tefillos, with the different clothing that he wears, with the different processes, the different korbanos, the different spritzings of the blood, to where, to what. But Aaron was different, says the Yalkut Shemoni. The Yalkut Shemoni says, Amar lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, to Moshe, Lai kisha ata savor, it's not the way you think it is, that he's only able to come in on Yom Kippur, but for Aaron there's a special exception. B'chol eish shereita likones yikones, whenever he wants to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron was able to. Ella, but if he wants to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to come in this way. B'zeis yavai Aaron ala Kodesh. Meaning, again, all other Kohanim Gadolim are only allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen has a special privilege that he's able to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants, but the process, he still has to continue. There's a special order it has to happen. It's like he has permission to have his own mini Yom Kippur. He has to bring all these korbanos. He has to do the whole thing if he wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ryan Lipsteinman met a group of boys who were making a siyum on Mishnayos Moed, and he asked them, he said to them, what do you think? Do you think that Aaron took advantage of this opportunity that he had to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted to? Do you think he was making this a daily or a weekly occurrence, that he kept on going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do you think that he also only went in on Yom Kippur? And of course the boys did not have the answer, they didn't know. And he responded to them by quoting a pasuk from Mishlei. The pasuk of Mishlei is talking about the Torah, and it says, Yikara hi mipninim. It's more precious than pearls. Torah is more precious than pearls. And Chazal say on this pasuk, Yikara hi mipninim, Yikara hi, Torah is more precious than Mikayin Gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. Perhaps it's a play on words for the pninim, is the lifnim. And he says that Torah is more valuable than pninim, than pearls, but also more valuable than the Kohen Gadol that goes in lifnai v'lifnim. Meaning lifnai v'lifnim is a way that we say going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if Steinman says, we don't have any sources, not from Chazal, not certainly not from the Torah, that Aaron Kohen went in any time more than just on Yom Kippur, when it was mandated for him to go in, because learning Torah is more important, more precious, than even being the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so Aaron would have used his time not to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but to sit and to learn. We have to consider what this means, this Yukara Hebrew Pninim, that learning Torah is more precious than going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's try and picture the scene, said Rav Aaron Leib, on a different occasion. He says, the moment we've all been waiting for, Mashiach has finally arrived. And now it's time for the very first Yom Kippur, the very first Yom Kippur in over 2,000 years. And the Kohen Gadol is going to do all the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And the entire Klal Yisrael is waiting to watch this monumental occasion. And they want to see it. And it's going to be an epic scene. The Karbanos, the Avodah, the Big Day Kahuna, the opportunity to have the string turned to red and all the chatam be forgiven, and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are lining the streets waiting to catch a glimpse. And Talmud Torah is more precious. Yikarahi mekayin gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim. learning Torah is more precious than that entire scene. And learning Torah, of course, is something we can access here and now, today, without the Beis HaMikdash, without the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Rav Steinman told the children that if I have a choice, that if Aaron had a choice, and if I would have the choice to go lifnei v'lifnim, rather sit and learn, because each word of Torah is more precious than the lifnei v'lifnim. And we know it, and we say it. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah is more precious than anything. It says that a Talmud Chacham Mamzer, which means a Talmud Chacham, somebody who's sitting and learning Torah, but he has no yichus, he has a very troubled yichus, he has no special position in Klal Yisrael, and yet he's sitting and learning Torah, is more chashuv than a Kohen Gadol who's in Am Haaretz. This is a fundamental part of our belief, and it's also, again, a nechama for us that we have this, we have it here today. And this explains what it says in Avos to Rabbi Nosson. We have a very interesting and, I would say, difficult to understand story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that he comes to do Bikur Cholim. And he saw someone who was in terrible pain. And because of the terrible pain that this person was in, he started to curse. He started to say not nice things. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave him mussar, and he says, if you have the strength to speak, instead of using your strength to say terrible words, use that strength to daven to Hashem. The man got upset at him, and he says, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm going through. And he says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I hope you experience one day what I am experiencing right now so that you will understand. And Avos to Rabbi Nosson says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to himself, this really is my fault, because I should not be visiting you. He said, instead, I should be learning Torah. He says, the mitzvah of doing Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah that is important to do only if somebody who is not learning Torah at that moment cannot do it. Meaning, if there's no one else to be Mevaker Cholim, then you even have to take yourself away from learning Torah to go and do Bikur Cholim. But if at that same time you could be learning Torah and somebody else could be doing the Bikur Cholim, he said, I should have been sitting and learning. And the fact that I came here and that I got this terrible klala on my head from you is really my fault, because I shouldn't have come. I should have sat and learned. That's the story. Of course, we have many, many questions on the story, because our experiences tell us differently. And what about Chesed? It says, this Torah abides in Gemilas Chesedim. So Rabbi Steinman continues, and he says, well, I'll give you a different story, and it's a contradictory story. It's a story about Rava and Abaya, Abaya and Rava. It says Abaya and Rava are sitting and learning, and Abaya stopped learning because he went to be Mesameach Chasam V'Kala. And Rava continued to learn with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Lima Torah is better, is bigger, is more important than Gemilas Chasadim. But we see that Rava lived for 40 years and Abaya lived for 60 years. Ask Rav Steinman. So it seems that Abaya gets an extra 20 years of life because he did stop his learning to do chesed. And we just learned from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai not to. So Rav Steinman asked the people who he was speaking to. He said, so what brings more sustenance? What's more filling? Meat or water? So they all answered, well, meat. Meat gives you more sustenance than water. He said, yes, but you can't cook the meat without water. Meaning that what he was saying is, bevadai, of course, Torah is more important than Gemilas Chasadim, because Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. But in order for the Talmud Torah to be matzliach, in order for the person to have the siyata d'shmaya, he needs Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is the source of the siyata d'shmaya that a person has to have the ability to sit and learn Torah. So don't cut the Gemilas Chasadim out of your life, says Rav Steinman. That was his conclusion. So what lessons can we learn? We have a valuable gift called Lima Torah, which is more precious than anything. But we also have something else. And I will connect this to, because we have a double parsha this week, it's also Achrei Maaseh and it's also Kedoshim. There's a mitzvah in this, in Parshas Kedoshim, the first mitzvah of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, which we learn means, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach. There's so many different ways to explain Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lach, literally, be Mekadesh yourself with something that is mutter to you, that's something that's allowed to you. So many different ways to explain it, but here's one approach. Chazal say, Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy, be Kaddish, whatever that Kaddish means, ki Kaddish ani, because I am Kaddish. Hashem says, I am Kaddish, and therefore I want you to be Kaddish. And the Medrash asks, Yochal kamayni, is it possible that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is asking us to be as Kaddish as he is? No way. He is HaKaddish Baruch Hu. We can't be like Hashem. Hashem is divine. Hashem is our God, and we are just people. So what does it mean? Kaddishim tiyu ki Kaddish ani. Be Kaddish because I am Kaddish. And one of the ways of explaining this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yachol Kamayni, no, you can't be as Kaddish as me. You have a different way of being Kaddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, my Kedusha is intangible and above and beyond any type of Kedusha and totally disconnected from anything physical. But you have something else. You are people who are a combination of the physical and the spiritual. You are material beings. You are have a side of you that is that needs to eat and needs to drink and needs to live and needs to be human, and you have a spiritual side which has to be Kaddish because I am Kaddish and I created you. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that we are different than him because in the divine world it's only spiritual. We have to take our physicality and use it to be spiritual, as we see in the next pasuk. Ish imay va'aviv tira'u, ve'es shabsoisai tishmayru ani Hashem alekechem. This is your life, says Hashem to us. You have parents. Fear them. Honor them. Respect them. Spend time with them, even if that time is coming from limud Torah. Keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a spiritual day, but part of keeping Shabbos is by eating and drinking and sleeping. And in everything you do and in every way you are, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Learn Torah, because that is the Ikar. More important than anything else. But the Chesed is, and the Bein Adam L'Chaveri is the grease that makes the engine go. We are people of this world. We were put into this world. Not to spend our time, says Rav Steinman, Lefnai V'Lefnim, because learning Torah is Yikarahi Mipninim, but to perfect ourselves and be holy, Kedoshim Tiyu, in every single aspect of our lives. Find that balance. The challenge is to find that balance and to become the best people that we can be.